Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Kanye West's track, Heil Hitler, was swiftly removed from major streaming platforms over the past couple of days. You probably saw this online, but it's raised some questions about censorship, platform responsibility, and the limits of artistic expression. Alan Buckley is head tour guide at the Irish Rock and Roll Museum. Alan, you might just explain, first of all, why the song was taken down.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks for getting me to talk about Kanye. It's pretty hard to defend this, but of course the reason why the song was taken down is it's a fairly unambiguous statement of support for a specifically Nazi ideology from the 1930s and 40s. Its title is unambiguous, and a lot of the major streaming platforms, for very obvious reasons, decided this did not meet their standards and have removed it. So another example of Kanye being Kanye, but now more of a formalized response, I suppose.
Yeah, it happened quite swiftly too, didn't it?
It really did. It was, I suppose... If I was to talk about the list of songs that have been banned from various things, they would range from "Wake Up, Little Susie" to "I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus." Those, with the benefit of historical hindsight, can be put into a lot of context. There's no context here. This is an unambiguous statement of hatred. And as a result, I think the platforms decided they just didn't have time to kind of ponder this in any sort of artistic context, that it was simply controversy for the sake of it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think they acted very swiftly.
Yeah, coordinated effort by all accounts too, you know, in terms of the removal.
Well, I would say by almost all accounts, because it has not been removed, of course, from X, which is Elon Musk's formerly Twitter, of course. It has millions of streams on that particular platform. Mm. And of course, those eyebrows are suitably raised because of, speculation regarding Mr. Musk's political leanings. But they are the exception. And other than that, the response has been fairly universal.
Yeah, that's the only place you can actually hear the song at the moment, isn't it? Is actually on Kanye.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
It's on Kanye West's X.
Kanye Streams or something
Twitter
like that.
Twitter account, I think that's where you can get it. Dave Hanratty, who's the host of the No Encore podcast, is joining us, Alan, as well. In terms of, you know, I've seen some posts about this and articles online, Dave, people talking about, you know, freedom of expression and censorship, even to a certain extent. Like, it's obviously, this is something the streaming platforms just haven't or taken no account of.
Yeah, and I think that they're right to do. I think they're right to do so, Andrea. I think, you know, I am all for freedom of expression. I mean, there's the current ongoing debate about NECAP and so on and so forth. But this, to me, is too far. This, to me, is crossing a line that really we can't normalize this. And I say this as somebody who defended Kanye West for years. I did it in podcasts, radio, written articles, pub debates, you name it. But the last 3 years have been profoundly disappointing and honestly quite depressing. I just don't see any justification for this behavior whatsoever. And there's nothing here in artistic merit. There's nothing here in terms of satire. There's nothing here in terms of political commentary. And I know Kanye West is claiming that he's being censored and so on, but this can't be allowed to stand in any official capacity. Now, granted, the fact that it lives on X, people will go there and find it. The fact that we're talking about it, people will want to hear it now. That's just the nature of these things. But as an artist, and like I say, someone who I previously stood up for so much and defended so much, it's just it doesn't compute anymore for me, really. And I find it very, very sad. And what I will say as well is, it's clear that we're dealing with someone who has severe mental health issues. Now, what I would say on that front is, mental health issues are not your fault, but they absolutely are your responsibility. And I say that as somebody with mental health issues myself. Many people have them, but it can't be weaponized in this regard. I don't quite know what point he's even trying to make anymore. And while I would say, listen, I can't take it seriously, I don't pay attention to it. Yes, I did listen to the song. I'll never listen to it a second time. I don't need to. And it was out of morbid curiosity. But I find myself in this moment where I'm like, you know, like, listen, there's being reactionary and then there's being absolutely offensive, and there's no point here. And I just desperately hope that he can turn around someday, account for what he's been doing and apologise for it, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
The idea of streaming platforms, something we were talking about a little earlier, and I see some messages from listeners, Dave, coming in, and maybe you might know the answer to this. Like, what policies do streaming platforms have around the right to remove songs, or, you know, what makes it cross the line, I suppose, the whether it be the song or the whatever the release, when does it not qualify, I suppose, as appropriate for a streaming platform?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's an age-old debate, really, and it's a bit of a Wild West thing, in as much as, yes, there's many, many songs out there with lyrics that people would deem to be offensive, whether it's the use of profanity or even depicting violence within the nature of a song's lyrics. But this has been adjudged to be hate speech, and I think that that's fair. And I do think that using, you know, closing the song with audio of Hitler himself at one of his rallies, like, unless you're doing something for a critical and cultural context, and, you know, like a video essay about World War II or something, or a news report, that would make much more sense. But this appears to be endorsement, and this appears to be saying pro-Nazism. So I think that quite rightly is adjudged to be hate speech, and that would be in breach of the policies thereof. But at the same time, goalposts have been moved on things like Spotify, Apple Music. They probably have a very, very basic charter of do's and don'ts. But something like this, which the fact that you are seeing the unification across the board with everyone saying, no, absolutely not, should show you, and should show other artists who may well want to imitate the paper, and please don't, is that there are lines. There actually still are lines out there in society, and we shouldn't cross them, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you know, Alan, have any of the streaming platforms actually, just out of curiosity, did they offer public explanations around the removal of this track?
I don't. I think they kind of kept to a fairly standard kind of party line that it contravened their standards of practice. So I think it wasn't. They didn't get into the specifics. And to be honest, maybe the less people talk about the specifics of the song, as you know, has been said there, you know, the fact that we're talking about it probably generates a certain amount of curiosity about this. And you know, I've been on recently talking about the kneecap debate. Mm. And I think what we have here is something qualitatively different, because there's layers of complexity in the kneecap debate that simply don't exist here. It isn't up for debate anymore whether or not Hitler made some good points. He is, and his ideology was hopefully consigned to the dustbin of history. But of course, we are seeing the rise of the right again. And anyone like Kanye or Ye or whatever he calls himself these days, and again, I have defended him in the past. This isn't a nuanced or satirical point. This is hate speech, and again, it just doesn't seem to fit into the realm of art. And I say that saying as someone who defend anyone pretty much to do what they want to do in terms of artistic expression. But I don't think this qualifies. I think this is Kanye being controversial, because that's where he's gone to, and it's going to degenerate from here. And I hate to think about where we'll end up before it gets better, which I don't think it will.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Kanye West's Heil Hitler song being blocked from streaming platforms. Happened recently. Some suggestions from some quarters about censorship, etc. But as Alan Buckley and Dave Hanratty have explained, it just absolutely does not stand up to that whatsoever. Alan Buckley's the head tour guide at the Irish Rock and Roll Museum. Dave Hanratty is the host of the No Encore podcast. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.